Yes, thank you, James. You join us here in Douglas Town Hall, and the next voice you hear will be Cathy Rice, the returning officer for the election here.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The election of councillors for Victoria Ward in the Borough of Douglas on Thursday, the 28th of April 2016. Public notice is hereby given in accordance with the Local Elections Act 1986 and the Local Election Rules 1996 as amended, that David John Ashford, Raina Chattle and Kevin Oliphant Smith have been duly elected to serve as councillors for Victoria Ward at the Borough of Douglas until the 1st of May 2020. The total number of votes given for each candidate was Ashford David John 373, Chattle Raina 247, Horning, Falk, 144, Oliphant Smith, Kevin, 162. The total number of voters voting at this election was 484, representing a turnout of 13.59%. The election of councillors for Hills Ward, Thursday the 28th of April 2016. Public notice is hereby given in accordance with the Local Elections Act 1986 and the Local Elections Rules as amended, that David William Christian, Carol Elizabeth Malarkey and Claire Louise Wells have been duly elected to serve as councillors for Hills Ward of the Borough of Douglas until the 1st of May 2020. The total number of votes given for each candidate was Christian David 967, Lavery Kieran Anthony Derrick 206, Malarkey Carol Elizabeth 550, Wells Claire Louise 589. The total number of voters voting at this election was 459, representing a turnout of 17.25%. Thank you all very much, ladies and gentlemen, for your patience.
There you go. We'll just try and get a quick word with a couple of the people that have won. And let's go to the gentleman first who topped the poll in Hills Ward, David Christian. Do you mind if we just grab a quick word? You're live on Manx Radio. Firstly, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Topping of the polls there.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're well chuffed. Up again on last year, 4 years ago in 2012. I'm seven votes up, as it happens, and I expected to be down today the way the weather was. So, to the people of Hills Ward, I'd just like to say, you know, big thank you. I'm pleased that you've still got the confidence in me and given me the support today. Many people turned around and said that the difficult decision the council made in relation to the horse trams was going to affect the sitting councillors, and that's proved not to be the case. In fact, going around canvassing for the last 3 months, the majority of people have actually applauded that the council was actually prepared to make that difficult decision.
Shocking turnout in a way, really almost half of what it was in 2012, though, down to 17% from 31.
It is, and I mean, lots of that is to do with the weather, without a doubt. I mean, I know people shouldn't use the weather as an excuse, but in all honesty, today we could see the turnout was going to be low. I mean, we had hail, we had snow, we had heavy rain at one time, and we could see that people just weren't going to come out in the way that they turned out last time. You know, can you use the weather as an excuse? Obviously, people have today, because I can turn around and say the candidates have all put out literature, and there's been a considerable amount of canvassing in the area done. You know, I know people will turn around and say that, well, is there a future for local government? Well, yes, there is. This is a very important year for the island. We've got the local authority elections, we've got the general election coming up in September. There's going to have to be changes, and I have to say that I'm pleased now that I'm still going to be part of that, and that in fact I've increased my result.
Captain Nigel Malpass was speaking in the studio before. He seems to think that people are actually keeping their powder dry a little for September and not really getting involved with this election now, because they want to wait and see what happens in September.
I think that could be the case. I've canvassed now since the 21st of January, and I have to say that the majority of issues being raised on the door have actually been central government issues rather than local government issues. That's definitely been the case, and I've been asked by many, many people as I've been canvassing going around this time, will I be standing for the House of Keys elections? And I've turned around and said I'd wait to see what my result was in this election, and I've now got to go away and digest that and consider. But I think you are right. I think there are candidates sitting back waiting, and hopefully come the general election we will see a good field of candidates and the opportunity to make change if that's what people desire.
Okay, David Christian, thank you very much. Congratulations again. And if you just stay with us a moment, we'll try and grab a quick word with one of the people in Hillswood. Unfortunately, Kevin Oliphant-Smith does not seem to be here this evening. It would have been nice to speak to someone that's got in for the first time, but there's a gentleman standing here who has topped the poll, David Ashford. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Not the great turnout, again, down a little on last time to about 13.5%. People are saying that the weather's played a factor. People are waiting to see what happens in September as well. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's a multitude of factors this time. You've mentioned two of them there. The weather today has been absolutely horrendous. Personally, I'd like to thank anyone who came out anywhere across the island to vote today, because looking out of the window, I'm pretty certain there were some people who thought twice. Like you say, the House of Keys elections are coming up in September, and I think a lot of people will be keeping their powder dry as well for those. Also, to be honest, I found going round the doors, certainly, that a lot of people weren't upset about local issues so much. They tended to be more upset about national issues. So I think they are putting their direction towards the House of Keys elections in September, and I think we'll see some very good turnouts there.
And a word about the other two that have come in with you. Obviously, Raina, you know well. She's been well established in the council. And some new blood in the shape of Kevin Oliphant-Smith, someone relatively young as well, at 30 years old.
Yes, he is. It's very nice not to, for once, be the youngest member of the council. I don't have to worry about that anymore. So, I'm delighted to have Kevin, and I'll work with him. As always, I've always said I'll work with anyone who's elected. I've worked with Raina for a long time, and I'm absolutely delighted she's been back. She's been a stalwart on this council for a long time, and I'm sure she will be into the future as well.
Now, we have seen a fair bit of upheaval in a couple of the local authorities this evening, but things seem relatively stable in the council, but with a little injection of new blood.
Yes, it's been relatively stable tonight. I'll have to take your word for it about what's happened around the rest of the island. I haven't seen any of the results, obviously, being in here, which I'll take home and digest, but from what you're saying, it sounds like there has been a bit of a change.
Okay, David Ashford, thank you very much. Well, guys, there you go. That's what's been going on in Douglas this evening. We will get confirmation again of those numbers for you and bring that all back and crunch it. But for now, from Douglas Town Hall, it's back to the studio.